Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and my focus continues to be to help creative female entrepreneurs to become more visible using simplified marketing strategies so that they can scale their business quickly and gain the time freedom they need with their loved ones. In today's episode, we'll be looking at how to easily add subtitles to videos, also called video captions. Are you ready? Okay, let's get into it. If you are using video marketing or video for marketing, you know how important it is to add subtitles to videos. However, the process does not seem to be straightforward as you originally thought. YouTube creators know that in order to get this done, they need to either have the script already written word for word, otherwise they would need to painstakingly write out the text using the YouTube Creator Studio. While this may seem logical for the casual onlooker, I want you to stop and think of what that process looks like for a second. You spend endless hours planning, shooting, editing a video to get the copy, the thumbnails, the description, even keywords and tags right. Imagine having to upload 3 to 5 of those videos every week and still needing to write the subtitles or captions. What if there was a way to get this done faster or to have them auto-generated in the background while your videos are uploading? The truth is that there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution for social media platforms. So in this particular episode, you will learn how to easily add subtitles to almost all your social media videos, including Facebook, Pinterest, IGTV, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, so that you can grab the attention of your followers without feeling overwhelmed and frustrated every week. So what are subtitles and why you need them? In case you are new to the world of video marketing on social media, let me spend some time explaining what are subtitles or captions. Subtitles are basically the script or the text of the video or the audio file that you watch or listen to online when the sound on your video is turned off. It's also called closed captions on YouTube. Camille Hughes of Intro to Digital reported that video traffic accounts for about 80% of all consumer traffic, which is one reason why you should be doing video marketing. She goes on to say that videos that are about 2 minutes generate the highest engagement levels. Did you know that 85% of Facebook videos are watched without sound? The most interesting part of the statistic is that 60%, yes, 60% of Instagram videos are watched with the sound on. I know, it doesn't make sense at all whatsoever. The number one reason you need subtitles anyway, or captions as it's called, are for those people who would like to consume video with the sound turned off. If you think that this is a weird phenomenon, or you're trying to remember a time when maybe somebody sent you a video and you're in the middle of a crowd, what did you do? And you didn't have earplugs or headphones. What did you do? I'll tell you, you watched it. You try to watch it with the video sound turned off. To be honest, consumers dictate how marketers should cater for their every need just by their behavior alone. Yes, I know of some people who would try to lip read the actors or the people on the video, try to figure out what's happening on the video without the sound turned on. But to be honest, I'm not one of those people who's there yet. I prefer to have my captions turned on. So which platforms accept video and what's the criteria? At the time of recording this particular episode, I can think of 5 social media platforms used by business to promote their content via video outside of YouTube. Yes, outside of YouTube. These platforms can include Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, including IGTV and Stories, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. So let's spend some time looking at each platform as well as their capabilities for subtitles. Facebook is the first one we look at. Of all the social media platforms, Facebook seems to be ahead of them, all because they now offer auto-generated subtitles or captions. Did I mention that these auto-generated captions are close to 100% accurate? I have been doing a Facebook Live Monday to Friday for the last 2 weeks, and the subtitles have been amazing. It's a little bit scary when I think about how accurate these subtitles are compared to those on YouTube. Has Facebook been listening in on my conversations? their recognition of my voice is way too accurate. So, what are the accepted dimensions for Facebook videos? Well, if you're doing it live, it really doesn't matter because you can do it both landscape or portrait. But the aspect ratio is 16 to 9 or 9 to 16, which is the vertical, the horizontal or the vertical, whichever one. The maximum file size is 4 gigs and the maximum length is 240 minutes. Oh my goodness, that's like 4 hours of video. Anyway, just in case you need access to the show notes to see all of these dimensions and criteria, head on over to successunscrambled.com/add-subtitles-to-videos. That's add-subtitles-to-videos. Next up, we've got Twitter. Although Twitter is not a very popular platform for many bloggers, it is still used by many business people. You have two choices when uploading videos to Twitter. You can either do a native upload by logging into the platform. The other option is to go live using Periscope, ensuring that you link to it or link it to your Twitter account. When you go live, your video will automatically show up inside your Twitter feed. And again, with all of this, I've added examples in my show notes. So head on over to successunscrambled.com/add-subtitles-to-videos. In order to get subtitles on your videos, there is a little bit of a catch. You need to head over to studio.twitter.com if you already have an existing Twitter account. It is also known as Twitter Media Studio, which you can look up. So while you log into Twitter, just look up Twitter Media Studio and you click on that link and it will bring you straight into a library, which is a Twitter backend that shows you all of your media that you added to your posts over the last how many ever years you've been on Twitter. Once you're there, there's one thing you need to know. Unfortunately, videos uploaded using the library can only be a maximum of 2 minutes and 20 seconds in length. I know that sounds confusing because you can upload longer videos in the front end and you can go live on Periscope for over half an hour and it doesn't matter. After uploading the video, you need to click on the three little dots as I show in the show notes, which brings you to the media details view. While in the media details view, you'll see an option called subtitles. You can select the language of the subtitle and upload your SRT file. I have screenshots in the show notes. Head over there and you'll see all of this. If you don't have an SRT file, you will learn how to easily get one later on in this particular episode. So the Twitter video dimensions are, the aspect ratio is 16 to 9, which is a horizontal video, or 1920 by 1080 in terms of pixels. The maximum file size is 512 megs and the maximum length, as I mentioned before, is 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Next, we're going to be looking at Instagram. If you have used Instagram, you will know that there are two different sections of Instagram where you find or where you can find other people's videos. The first is via Instagram Stories and the other is on IGTV. It will not be normal practice to add subtitles to Instagram Stories due to the nature of these posts, which is they expire after 24 hours and they tend to be 15 second long videos that's sort of joined up, so you wouldn't add captions to these videos. You can, however, add text and hashtags to stories. However, IGTV continues to blow up and surprise everyone by what you can find on that platform, bearing in mind that the preferred format of these videos is that they are vertical, or it's 9 by 16 or 1080 by 1920 in size. It is not surprising that there are tons of cooking videos on IGTV where people have adapted to suit the required media format. In case you have tons of 1920 by 1080 or 16 by 9 or landscape videos and you're wondering how to get these into a vertical format, I will show you how to do this later or explain how to do this later. You can head over to the show notes again at successunscrambled.com/add-subtitles-to-videos and you know all of the instructions are there. So now we're looking at how to upload videos to IGTV. For best results, you should burn subtitles or captions into IGTV videos before uploading them onto the platform. As of now, there is no way to upload a separate SRT file to IGTV platform, so captions would need to be hard-coded into the video file. The good news is that you can upload a video to IGTV using your desktop via your web browser. simply click on the IGTV logo or icon, then you click the upload button. You will then see a screen that looks like the one in the show notes. You go ahead and upload your video, enter the title and description. You also have the option to add a custom cover photo, which will help you to gain more attention in the IGTV feed. The IGTV video dimensions are as follows. The aspect ratio is 9:16, which is a preferred option, but you can also upload the 16:9. It's just that you'll have the black bits on top and the bottom. The max file size is 3.5 gigs. If you have a 10-minute video uploading to IGTV, the maximum file size is 650 megs. The maximum length of videos range from 15 minutes on mobile and 60 minutes from the web. I know that sounds interesting, isn't it? The file format that's chosen by IGTV or Instagram is MP4. Next up, we've got Pinterest. One of the most tricky platforms when it comes to videos is the Pinterest platform. The reason for this is because they seem to be still in the testing phase of accepting videos on Pinterest. Each time a video is uploaded, it needs to be manually approved before going live. A key concern for businesses is getting a return on your investment. So far, the performance of videos on Pinterest seems to be a bit hit and miss affair. I will still cover video requirements for Pinterest in the meantime, since it is something that may take off in the future. So on Pinterest, videos are called video pins, while images are called pins or just pin images. Click on the plus sign when you're in Pinterest. Click on the plus sign or plus button on the top right-hand corner, and you'll be brought to a screen that looks like the one in the show notes. Head over to the show notes at successonscramble.com/add subtitles to videos. Upload your video and you will then be given the opportunity to add a title, description, link, and even tags. The option to choose your own custom video cover is also available. Once completed, choose a Pinterest board and click publish. Your video will be placed into a review queue and should go live within 24 hours after approval. So I've included a screenshot of what it would look like in my show notes. You head over there, successonscramble.com/add subtitles to videos. So the Pinterest video dimensions are as follows. The aspect ratio could be 9:16, 1:1, which is a square video, or 2:3. The max file size is 2 gigs. The max length is 15 minutes. So the minimum length is 4 seconds. And the file format could be MP4, MOV, or M4V. Next up, we've got LinkedIn. One of the best places to get your videos in front of decision makers really quickly is by uploading your videos to LinkedIn. As you can imagine, your videos really need to be on point and eye-catching to get a positive feedback that you need. There are two options on LinkedIn when it comes to video. You can go live or you can upload a video to the platform. To get started, simply click on the Start or Post button, and you will be presented with this particular screen, which you can see in the show notes. So in the screen, you'll have lots of icons like the ability, like a camera icon, a sort of video icon, and a sort of a document icon, as well as to just enter text. And you can actually then decide who you want to see this particular post. You even have the option to create a poll on LinkedIn, find an expert and offer help, or even share to your hiring. The camera icon is the one for images, while the video icon is the one for uploading videos. So you just click that one. As you will be able to see from the screenshot, which I've included in the show notes, you'll be presented with the option to add an SRT file and even a thumbnail image. Once you are happy with all of the information you've added in, click the Done button and then publish the video on LinkedIn. Personally, I find that ClipScribe is the best application for editing LinkedIn videos because they give you a professional finish. I will tell you more about ClipScribe, and that's ClipScribe. I'll tell you all about ClipScribe in a second. You can see my review of all the subtitle software platforms, including ClipScribe, in a few minutes. Or you can head over to the show notes, and you'll be able to see a good breakdown of all of it there. So the LinkedIn video dimension requirements are the aspect ratio could be 1:2.4 or 2:4:1 or 9:16 or 16:9. The max file size on LinkedIn is 5 gigs. Maximum length is 10 minutes. Most successful videos on LinkedIn are under 3 minutes. The file format accepted on LinkedIn is MP4 or AAC. So here comes the video conversion or subtitle software. Video conversion in that if you've got a landscape video and you want to convert it to a vertical video, this will actually show you how to go about doing it. So first, let me introduce you to the subtitle producers of the internet. These applications give you the ability not to only go from 16 to 9 and to 9 to 16, but they help you to produce those SRT files. First on the list is Quick.io. Then we have ClipScribe, number 2. Number 3 is Subtitle. 4 is Veed. 5 is Otter.ai. And then 6 is Capwing. Not all of these applications are created equal. Each of them are great to one extent or another. So let's briefly look at each one in turn in terms of what they are offering, as well as their pros and cons. Okay, number one, we've got this application called Quick.io, Quick.io. And this application is 100% online. In fact, all of 6 of them are 100% online, which is great news. And they give you the option to get your first 5-minute free using Quick.io. I've included a screenshot of their price list. So depending on the length of the videos that you create every week or each month, you may find these prices awesome or expensive. After verifying your account, you are brought to a screenshot, which I've included in the show notes, that allows you to upload a video. Of course, the maximum being 5 minutes. If you're using the free option, the maximum amount file size that you can do actually doesn't say what the maximum file size is, but you can, the price plan with the highest price is $65 a month, and you can do download 80 minutes a month on quick.io. It took me less than a minute to upload my video, which was 2 minutes in length. You come to a screen to edit the captions. The resulting subtitles were not as 100% accurate compared to Facebook, but you can go in and edit them. There's also the option to change the font using the font that you're going to use, the color of the shadow, so you know, have a shadow in the background, as well as the font size. Again, head over to the show notes and you'll see all the screenshots there. It does not have the option to convert a video into a vertical format, but you do have the option to download the SRT file. Okay, head over to the show notes again, successunscrambled.com/add subtitles to videos, and you'll be able to see all of these screenshots and show notes there. If you're uploading a video to Twitter or YouTube, then it's a great way to add an SRT file to your videos by using quick.io, if it's just the SRT file you're looking for, bearing in mind the prices. And there is another option to get the pricing cheaper if you're just looking for the SRT file. I will mention it shortly. All right, next up is ClipScribe, which is, I was talking about, the good one for LinkedIn. They are currently doing an introductory offer at the time of this recording where you can get the annual subscription for $45 a year, which doesn't sound really expensive. However, there's a catch. You'll be limited to 30 minutes a month, and they offer a 7-day refund policy. The maximum total storage for that price plan is 30 gigs, which, as you can imagine, when it comes to video, is not a lot. So you'd have to do really small videos, like maybe 5 minutes max, 3 to 5 minutes max, using ClipScribe. But that's fine because it's really good for LinkedIn. You have the ability to use both desktop and mobile devices to use the software. I've included a link in the show notes. You can see a full video demo of this particular software. What I really like about ClipScribe is that they offer 9 video sizes for you to use, and you can literally turn a 16x9 video into a 9x16 video very easily. The ability to add a headline, choose a position, and even customize the bottom bar design is refreshing. Of course, adding your logo to the video is also a great feature. We all know that adding emojis to media is a secret sauce to get engagement, which is also included with the ClipScribe subscription. A key item that blows everything out of the water is the animated countdown feature, which is awesome. One major drawback for me is the fact that you're only limited to 30 minutes a month. But it's not suitable for YouTube videos, but it's very well suitable for LinkedIn videos. So you can see here, you might have to do a bit of giving and taking if it is you want, depending on what you want to use the captions or the subtitles for. At number three, we've got subtitle. So before deciding to go with the other two options, which I mentioned before, which is quick.io and Clipscribe, let's have a look at subtitle to see if they offer a solution that is more suitable. And subtitle is spelled with a Z instead of an S, and it's a singular, subtitle. They do offer a free trial, which is great as you have the ability to do a test run before committing to purchase. They have a price of $19 a month for 10 videos a month and doesn't seem to offer, like, have any sort of restrictions in terms of video, like what size you should be restricted to. After you log in and upload your video, you are brought to the screen to edit your captions. Once you're happy with the subtitles or captions, the captions, they're quite good compared to quick.io and the other ones. They're almost 100% accurate. So once you're happy with the subtitles or captions, you can head over to choose what style video you want. They offer four different sizes, obviously the 16:9, which is a widescreen, and then you have the 1:1, the 4:5, which is a portrait, and then the 9:16, which is a vertical. As you'll be able to see, once you head over to the show notes, you're presented with the three other options, including one for vertical videos. If you decide to go with a vertical video, then you're given the options available, which is to add a headline, to fine-tune the position of the captions, and to fine-tune the position of the headline, as well as the background colors for the actual video. You do have the ability to add a headline and even choose the position of both the headline and subtitle. There are many options to adjust the font type, the colors to suit your brand, etc., etc. Finally, you're brought to a download section so that you can take your masterpiece and upload it to IGTV, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Pinterest. What I really like about subtitle is that their captions are very near to accurate compared to the extra work you get when you log in to quick.io. At number four, we've got Veed. So Veed is another application I came across recently, and their pricing combined with video allowance look way more attractive when compared to the other options. They've got a free option, a free forever option, but it comes with a watermark. The maximum video length is 10 minutes. There is one small catch that I noticed before making a purchase. Unless you are on the pro plan, the maximum video size that you can upload on the free plan is, even the other paid plan, is 50 megs. You may have a video that's 5 minutes long, but the actual size is 100 megs, and you can't upload that video until you go on the pro plan. The pro plan, in case you're wondering, is $30 a month, which isn't so bad depending on how many videos you create every month. And that gives you a maximum video length of 2 hours, unlimited projects, a storage size of 100 gigs, so it's much bigger than Clipscribe. So after uploading your appropriately sized video to Veed, you'll be presented with a screenshot that looks like the one I've included in the show notes. I am like a kid in a candy shop when it comes to testing new software, and I already clicked the clean audio button just to see what happens. I have no idea, I didn't look up what the difference was because I didn't listen to the video before and after, but there is an option called clean audio. So I'm guessing it takes out all the background staticky sounds, I'm not sure. In terms of video size options, there are 11 available, including one for TikTok. Veed appears to be a proper video editing software that comes equipped with its own timeline. And that's not the only one, there's another one that actually comes with a timeline. You get the option to do auto-generated subtitles or input them manually or even upload an SRT file. In one sense, the application seems to come with a ton of options like adding emojis, progress bars, sound waves, and shapes. The ability to add your own images and brand elements is also available. If you want to take the video and create a different size, simply click the duplicate project button and adjust it accordingly. When it is time to download your video, you give the option to download the video as a video or as an animated GIF. So it depends on what you create. Veed is a super interesting application to help online marketers to add subtitles to videos. It can feel a bit glitchy when arranging the elements on the project, so it's not as smooth as some of the other options, but at least it works. The only downside is that you may have to upgrade a pro version to truly enjoy all the features. And in case you only have a tiny budget and all you need is an SRT file, then the next option I'm going to mention is probably perfect for you. So number five, we've got Otter.ai. Unlike all the other four options, Otter.ai is not specifically designed for creating SRT files or videos, but the option is there. It was actually designed for taking minutes of meetings. However, they do have the option available to record all kinds of audio. There is even the option to import videos to get them transcribed into text and then download the SRT files. The premium option is $10 a month per user, and it allows you to suck in a video, transcribe it, and then output the SRT file. So that's not so bad. If it's all that you're looking for is an SRT file, then this one is the option for you. I have screenshots in the show notes that shows you all the different features that comes with Otter.ai. You get a maximum of 4 hours a month in terms of what you can download in SRT files and video sizes. At only $10 a month, it's worth the risk of giving it a try to see if it works to help you with your subtitles for your videos. Capwing is the final little solution on the list, and it's spelled K-A-P-W-I-N-G. Compared to all the other options, Capwing has a very interesting proposition with a free forever plan with no watermarks. And you're probably wondering what's the catch. I'll explain later. The pro plan, they've only got two options, a free forever one and a pro plan, which is $20 a month. The upload size limit for a file for videos is 1 gig, and published videos can only be 40 minutes long. So that's not bad for a pro plan. You can publish videos up to 7 minutes in length with the free plan, and the monthly allowance is 3 hours, which is not so bad. The fact that you don't have to endure watermarks. It's a very generous offer. It is so simple to get started. Just click on the start editing button and you are given the option to start with a blank canvas or upload an existing video. I chose to upload a video. I am brought then to screen that you can use to start editing. And as you would see with Capwing, it also has a video timeline. So it's very much like a video editing software, very similar to Veed. And they give you a list of video sizes that comes as standard, which is the 1:1, 9:16, 16:9, 4:5, and 5:4. But here's the big thing. Capwing also gives you the option to add a custom video size, which is amazing. For something that's free, you will like the fact that you can also add your own custom dimensions, just like you do in Canva. I decided to go with a 1000 by 1500 size video. If you choose this option, you will need to click the lock ratio button for the video to fit into that canvas size. Please remember that lock ratio button. Add the text at the top as a header and head over to the subtitles to edit your captions. Again, I've included a screenshot in the show notes. You can see what it looks like. Although the captions may not be 100% accurate, they are still near enough to perfect. Once you're happy with the captions or subtitles, the title text, the style of the captions, so the color, the background, and the location of the captions, you can move them up and down. You can go ahead and download your video. Here is what mine looks like after the video has been rendered and before I download it. So I've included a screenshot of the video. It gives you the option to download the video as an MP4, or you can embed it or copy a link so that you can share it to social media platforms. So in other words, you don't necessarily have to download the video. You can just embed it by using the code directly from Capwing. The catch here is that the video is now available publicly for anyone to see, and that is why it's available for free. The plan is a free plan, because once you create a video, it's available publicly to anyone to use it. The other catch with this is you have to log in using Facebook or Google. You can't sort of create an anonymous login on that particular platform. So, what an adventure. If you are one of my regular readers or listeners, you know that I like to give a lot of valuable information to reduce your learning curve. To recap, you learned about the five social media platforms when it comes to video marketing and their requirements. You also learn about the six different software applications that you can use to create those coveted, well-needed SRT files. Another cool trick that I learned, or that you learned, is how to turn your existing landscape or 1920 by 1020 videos into vertical or 916 videos that are eye-catching. All you need to do is develop a 90-day strategy, marketing strategy, of how you can take advantage of this new technology and this newfound knowledge. Or you can just get started with one video just to see how you like it, and how you, if it is you like this particular marketing strategy. And if you do, then you can, after testing one video, you can, you know, go from there. So over to you. What has been your experience when it comes to using video marketing in your marketing plan? Remember, you can head over to the show notes at successonscramble.com/add subtitles to videos. So that's successonscramble.com. Add subtitles to videos, and that's add-subtitles-to-videos. Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive feedback for us on iTunes, Spotify, or Deezer, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you have been using social media for some time, but you need to understand what's working for you, then head on over to a link I've included in the show notes showing you how to do a social media audit on your social media profiles. Are you trying to understand what others in your niche are doing with regards to video marketing? If yes, then grab the resource that I left in the show notes showing you how to do social media listening quite easily. If you need help mapping out a plan for your social media profiles over the next 90 days, then take a look at how to develop a 90-day social media content plan. I've left a link in the show notes. My focus continues to be offering simplified marketing techniques for creative entrepreneurs so that they can skyrocket their visibility. And it means that they get to spend more time in their zone of genius with their loved ones. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.